Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester, and of course, we're sporting our finest baseball gear.
What?
For this episode?
That's crazy.
What?
It's like we're playing each other.
Yeah, my Braves and his Phillies are playing each other in the DS right now. Braves.
Your Phillies, too. It's the world's Phillies.
The world's Phillies. You guys are the lovable underdog.
America's team, yes.
I think that's the Mariners, although they got...
They kind of blew it last...
They got their hearts ripped out of their assholes last night. Yeah, was not good. But yeah, we're rocking baseball gear today because it's the playoffs. But we're not here to talk about baseball. Half of you have probably already smashed that stop button and thrown your phone out the window at the mere mention of baseball.
I mean, the fact that you mentioned the sport. Even though I'm rocking the gear, I just have exceeded my limit.
Yeah. You're already like, you're like, God damn, this is a 5-game series.
It should be one and done. It should be like the NCAA tournament.
Or at least maybe if they're going to keep expanding the playoffs, do it like the College World Series. You know, where you got like double elimination.
3-game series or whatever.
Yeah. I think that's fun. But whatever. We're not here to talk about any of that shit. We're here to talk about
dog shit football teams.
Dog shit football teams, but fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
this is college football. This is what you tune in for.
Right. Like the, you know,
like
the best,
who cares about the Alabama game?
The best sex you have is not with the hot chick. The most fun sex you have is not with the hot chick. It's with the sloppy girl. You don't want to show anybody.
That sloppy six.
Yeah. That sloppy six just is going to break your dick off. She knows all the tricks to keep it up inside it or whatever Nicki Minaj says.
Well, she wants you to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, she knows all the little tricks.
She had to work. You know, it's just, it's blue collar.
Yeah, she's the blue collar lay. And that's what you want.
That's what you want with sex. That's what you want with football. It's what you want with life.
Right. And though there's surprises, there's fun stuff. Like, don't lie, you get bored watching Georgia and Ohio State and Alabama.
Yeah, you
should. All the pretty girls. Sure, they're fun to more fun to follow on Instagram. But when you get down to it,
when you get to the nitty-gritty in real life,
right,
you realize, hey, there's nothing here. This is shallow.
Yeah, absolutely. Empty. And that's why...
It's a status thing.
Yeah, it means nothing. You go home, and the bed is cold. We're your warm bed. These teams are the woman that loves you.
Mm-hmm. You actually had a decent week last week.
I did.
Is this your first positive week? I think it is.
Probably.
You went 9-7-1.
Based on the
congrats.
Record, 9-7-1
against the spread. I went 8-7-1 against the spread. Still above 500.
Not that week, but yeah, overall.
No, for the week.
Eight. Oh fuck, I'm an idiot.
8-7-1. Yeah.
Still
above 500.
All right.
Yeah. My money line dog though. This is becoming a running bit. 0-1.
Mm-hmm.
You went 1-2.
I just keep nailing these money line dogs.
Well, you fired a lot.
Look, you got a volume shoot.
Hit. Yeah.
You got a volume shoot on money line dogs.
So for the season, I'm 55-52-1 against the spread. You're 43-56-2.
Mm.
A lot of work to do still.
A lot of work.
But 3-6 against the Moneyline Dogs.
I think that puts you above water.
We got to do the math, but yeah, I'm 1-7.
I think 3-6 is above water on a Moneyline Dog.
Yeah, but you're taking these like plus 110s.
No, I took some big ones.
Yeah,
I'm not a total coward.
Just a slight coward.
Yeah, pretty much.
Any big news from this week in college football? that are outside the top
25. Yeah, the main one is, it's insane to me that Kansas is still ranked.
That's respect right there.
You know, what it is everyone being like, oh, they can't just be in for 1 week. We feel bad. Let's let them
in. It's not true.
Let's let them just stay in another week. It's not their fault that they lost a game. It's not their fault.
Daniels, who they reported was going to be out for the season, then quote tweeted and said, this is news to me.
Right.
Which is sick.
Well,
he's gonna miss this week, though.
It probably leaked from Lance's office because Lance is checked out. Lance Leipold's checked out.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I think he's ready to go to Wisconsin or Nebraska or something.
I don't think he's going to Wisconsin. I think you're right, they're going to ride for Leonard.
They like their dude, their interim dude. But he's probably going to Nebraska, so he's checked out. So that stuff just leaks. You know what I mean?
Is Nebraska a better job than Kansas? Yeah, and you're asking.
Yeah, I think so. If you can win at Kansas, you can certainly win at Nebraska.
Right, but... All right, hear me out, right? What if you just want to kind of coast? You get Kansas to 6 or 7 wins a year.
Yeah.
You're almost a god.
Those people will get greedy. They'll get greedy again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they have incredible success in another sport.
Bo Pelini would win 9 games at Nebraska every year, and they were not happy.
Now they know.
I don't think they do.
I think they understand the depths. But somehow I feel like Kansas will forget very quickly. Because Kansas believes that they're, I don't know, like Florida it's an arrogant fan base.
Maybe that's just all fan bases though.
Yeah.
I've been watching Welcome to Wrexham, and this team has been just in the gutter for like 14 years. Throughout the season though, they get better and they actually like are in the mix to win the league and move up. And yeah, the fans get fucking greedy as hell.
I mean, but that's English soccer fans. Are they Welsh?
They're Welsh.
Regardless.
But also, I think that's just humans.
Yeah, probably.
We get greedy.
Probably.
We don't know our place.
I'm kind of sitting here right now with the Braves, and I'm pretty serene, to be honest, but part of me is like, they have a chance to be a dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a one and
one's not enough.
It's not like we were the Marlins winning a World Series last year, you know what I mean?
It's like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Exactly. It's like how a Chiefs fan must feel, right?
Not a sponsor, by the way.
No, but if Pringles wants to, although I actually think Lay's stacks are better than Pringles.
Easily. Yeah.
Like, it's not even close.
No.
You get way more volume, better crunch. Like, Lay's stacks take a hot shit all over Pringles. So at your next tailgate for your outside the top 25 team that you root for, to tie it all back in, get Lay's stacks. And in fact,
Lay's stacks.
Get a thing of Lay's stacks and a thing of Pringles and dump them in unmarked bins and do a blind taste test on your whole fucking tailgate. And I swear to God, Lay's stacks will win overwhelmingly.
And if you use the code OUTSIDE at your local grocery store, they will tell you to fuck off.
Yeah, they will. You're just shoplifting at that point. But if Lay's Stacks wants to sponsor us, because I feel like they don't get enough love, we will. I don't want Pringles, but I do want Lay's Stacks. Because I'd be lying about the Pringles, but Lay's Stacks, I'd be telling the truth.
Listen, if the mustache man comes around with the bag, I'll take the bag.
That's fair. Yeah. I will hawk anything, anytime, anywhere.
There's just, there's so many opportunities for us. Did you see the fucking Foreplay guys just got put in the PGA Tour game?
The fuck?
Yeah.
So we should be on like a Sunbelt team's roster.
We should at least be like NCAA game. We should be assistants. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Like on a real roster. Like if Coastal wants to hire us as like just kind of grad students, I'll be fine with that.
We could be, you know, we would have to be in like the recruiting department.
I'm okay with that too.
Yeah. Because I mean, there's a whole recruiting department now. So we'll just be like.
I already have recruiting connections.
Do you?
Kind of.
Okay.
Or at least I have NFL scout connections.
Same diff. I have NBA scout connections. Different sport, though.
Damn, you should try to get me signed to like a G League Ignite team.
I will see what I can do.
Okay.
He's a Pelicans guy.
I could. What is their minor league basketball franchise?
Where is the Pelicans G League?
Is it in like Des Moines? I'll live in Des Moines.
Birmingham Squadron. Beham, Alabama.
Birmingham's not terrible.
No, it's not at all. You can live in Birmingham. You've lived in worse places than Birmingham.
Like what?
I don't know. Where you were born?
No, it's a major city. It's a major metropolitan city.
Yeah,
it's where freedom was born in this country. No big deal.
I will say this is being totally out my ass about the state of Alabama, but I feel like the only two cities in Alabama that I could seriously consider living in are, of course, Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa is a good time.
And Mobile.
But I don't know how many times I can go to Galette's, you know?
Right. Yeah.
For Wine Wednesday.
It's got to get old pretty fast. I didn't realize how... I'm just looking at Google Maps right now. I didn't realize how close...
I'm saying as like a 31-year-old man, I think that's a college bar, so I don't know if I'll be welcomed.
You know what?
Like when me and G went to Knoxville, we were kind of walking around and we thought about going into a bunch of college bars and we're like,
"That's you,
everyone
that's
here just, looks 12.
That's just you getting in your own head. I would have walked right in.
I know you would.
Yeah. You can't get in your head like that. You just got to go in and live life.
You're right.
So.
And let's just fire and live life and make picks.
Let's fucking do it, dude. Let's get into week.
Shoot from the hip.
Week motherfucking seven. Let's
I'm throwing out all the stupid analytic bullshit I do. All the
shooting from your gut.
I'm just gonna go with gut picks.
So I did gut picks last week and for parlay I did, and I missed by one leg. 17 parlay, one leg, and it was
App State, right?
The worst fucking leg you could possibly lose on. I needed App State to beat Texas State, who is abysmal by 19.
It's kind of on you though.
And
you
I think they lost our local by, like, fucking 10.
Our local team.
I know.
Our T-State Bobcats. Can't.
I wish there was like a cash out feature. Like, cause you know, on like FanDuel or something, there is a cat, like you can cash out your parlay early.
Right.
If you've hit a lot of legs.
But we use a local book.
We do, yeah. But we,
and also my
bookie doesn't
yeah.
have a cash out feature either. I wish they did. So you could just be like, boop, I'll take it. Just take that grand and run.
And my bookie gives us way better odds.
They do.
Whereas my actual, like, real life human being, that's a scumbag. He does not.
Nah.
He gives us the worst.
It's not great. But whatever. But yeah, let's get into this week's picks, baby.
Yeah, so Thursday night, we're starting with Baylor.
It's a good Thursday night game.
-3.5, going to West Virginia, over under 54.5. Our boy Jay Arnold's going to be at this game. I don't know why.
Because it's at West Virginia.
I know, but on a Thursday.
What's he got to do? It's basically his job.
He has a normal job. He's not full-time content.
I know, but he's trying to get there, and sometimes you got to take that vacation.
And I respect that.
Look, man, he doesn't have kids. He doesn't have a wife, so there's no. He doesn't have to spend vacation days on real shit.
But he's got barbecue to eat.
Right.
What's the West Virginia barbecue scene like?
Squirrel. A lot of roadkill. I know that's like a easy one. That's like a layup.
That's low-hanging fruit, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't care. That's what it is.
I bet it's good. It's the best squirrel you ever eaten.
It would be there, I suppose.
They know how to cook the fuck out of a raccoon.
What?
They can cook the hell out of a raccoon.
Man, I don't want to
know. Possum?
I don't want to know. I would do possum before raccoon because I don't want to know.
Raccoons are cute.
Yeah, raccoons are cute. And also, like, it's like half monkey, half cat. That meat cannot be good.
What if it's delicious? And then you just kind of, like, escalate.
You go then what then so
then you go primate.
Raccoon meat's delicious. Everyone finds out. We start factory farming raccoons. And then we get a behind the scenes exposé of a filthy, horrifying raccoon farm probably in West Virginia. And there's just literal tiny hands reaching out from between the cages begging you to free it.
That said, I love Baylor here.
I do too, but I'm buying a half point.
I don't really like West Virginia's defense is terrible. You're buying the half point.
I am buying a half point. Look, it's a Thursday night game, so that's a good home crowd situation. Short, I guess, short week for both teams, maybe. Or did West Virginia play last week? Baylor did, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
West Virginia, though, is coming off a bye,
mm-hmm.
So. That's interesting. Oh, Baylor also coming off a bye, it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're both coming off a bye. Yeah, I like Baylor, but I do want to take a half point because I think it could be sketchy.
All right. Well, I'm not going to be a coward. I think Baylor
That's
wins
fine.
By a touchdown. So
I don't care.
Next up, we have my University of Central Florida Knights. Although this week, Citronauts are back in play.
You need to just be Citronauts full fucking time.
Space U.
Yeah. It's obscene to me that you have like some stupid like movie team logo.
The Knights?
Yeah.
It's the only school in Florida that doesn't make like geographical sense.
It doesn't make any sense. First off,
Gators make sense.
What is your relation?
Seminoles make sense. Even South Florida, the Bulls. Tampa used to be a big cow town.
Yeah. What? I have no idea what your relation to a European noble warrior is.
We also get confused, too, because of the streets on campus are all Greek mythology.
Pick a lane.
We got a Pegasus. We have all this like weird, like,
oh, well, that could be
medieval stuff. No, it's a combination of the two.
Okay. The Pegasus stuff, the Greek mythology stuff, that has a lot to do with the space program.
Right. That makes sense.
Apollo, Pegasus, all of those were.
But knights medieval.
Right. That has nothing to do with anything.
We just kind of pick something.
You picked a fucking name out of a hat.
It's not good.
It's not.
It's a tough scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should be the Citronauts because a space orange is dope. Tell me a better mascot than a space orange.
No, nothing. Literally, an orange in space is the best possible mascot.
We took Syracuse's mascot and we made it better.
Yeah, you made it like you Jetsoned.
Otherworldly, yeah.
You Jetsoned it. It looks like a Jetsons character.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and I like it. I'm into it.
We're minus 23 and a half against Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Over-under is 46. Temple, starting Kirk Warner's son. Kirk Warner's son.
Yeah.
He's a freshman.
Look out.
Why is Kirk Warner like a hard name
it's,
to say?
It's Kurt, first off.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is Kurt Warner.
So, yeah, Kirk Warner. If that sounds weird coming out of your mouth, it's because it's weird
it
and wrong. Yeah.
I don't know why I have Kirk on the mind. Is his kid named Kirk?
I don't know.
Oh, Captain Kirk. That's why. Because of space.
Sure. Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, Kurt Warner's son is a freshman. He's starting. This is his first game. We're a different animal with the space uniforms, but I do think 23 and a half is a lot of points.
Okay.
I think Temple covers.
All right. I don't. I have some faith in your boys. Temple has not covered 23 and a half against Duke. They did cover it against Memphis, but I feel like you guys are better than Memphis. I think you cover it easy. Game on the road. For them, yeah, I don't know.
I'm also going to go with the over, 46.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you cover, you're probably definitely hitting the over, I would hope.
We might hit the over ourselves.
Right. You really might. Yeah, I just like UCF, though. I'll stay away from that over.
Navy catching 12.5 at SMU. Over-under is 57.5. Navy just kind of knocked your boys off at Tulsa, right?
Did they win? Did they beat Tulsa?
They did.
Look at that. Tulsa's not good, though. Tulsa has a terrible defense.
They kicked the shit out of Tulsa. They won 51-21.
Yeah, terrible. Tulsa has a terrible defense. But what's crazy about that is they were letting up, God damn, they were just letting up gashes left and right.
They also beat East Carolina, who's solid.
Yeah, is Navy back? Because they kind of traded
places. They gave Air Force kind of like a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might be for the Academy. I mean, they were in a dark place last year.
They were not good.
SMU, kind of going through it right now.
Are they?
Probably a disappointment this year.
I don't know. Their coach left them for their crosstown rival. That's brutal. So new first-year coach. I mean, you guys beat the shit out of them. Jeez.
We turned it on late, though.
Close game against Maryland. They, you know, rolled North Texas. TCU was a close game, but they probably got up for that game. This is a big spread.
Yeah, Navy's kind of, I think they're starting to find something here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we'd have to look. I bet Navy's like pass defense is horrendous. I don't know what I'm basing that off of because I've seen zero Navy football this year, but they just seem like the type that would give up just gash plays.
If their pass defense was that bad, they would have given up a lot more. Let's see how many yards they gave up to Tulsa. Yeah, only 284 passing yards, and Tulsa's got a pretty good pass offense. 152 rushing yards to Tulsa. But Navy, man, they just ran all over them. This is a tough one to pick. I will go, though, with... I'm going to go with SMU.
You're going SMU?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. I think SMU should beat them by 2 touchdowns.
I'm going to actually look at this stat right now. Pass yards allowed. See where Navy is.
I mean, like I said, they didn't give up a lot to who is it? To Tulsa, but and then obviously
yeah, they're 103rd.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Who are they getting fucking dunked on by?
Are they getting gashed by? I think Memphis kind of dumped it on them.
Memphis threw for 415 yards against East Carolina, who they beat, threw only for 267. I don't know why their pass defense is so bad.
Huh.
Notre Dame probably threw all over them, I assume.
Weirdly,
no, not really. They have.
You
not
know who is the third best pass defense in the country this
who?
Year? Temple.
Uh-oh.
Well, that doesn't mean anything because we can't throw the ball.
Right, true.
Plumlee is going to run for 400 yards himself.
Let's go. Yeah, I still like SMU here, just based on like who should do this. And the line has dropped, actually. It opened at SMU 13.5. So it's moved towards Navy.
So you're going SMU.
Yeah. I like the free point.
I'm gonna go Navy. I'll go okay. Navy. Yeah. What do you mean free point?
Because the line moved. It opened at 13, SMU minus 13.
Oh, so now it's 12.5.
Yeah.
All right. Did you take the over or no?
No, I didn't take it. I didn't take the over under.
Next up, Coastal Carolina, still undefeated. Host in Old Dominion. Old Dominion's getting 12.5. Overrunner's 56.5. Coastal is winning games, but they're not covering ever.
Really?
Because they keep doing double digits, like anywhere between 12 and 14 point favorites, but they keep winning by a touchdown. So
yeah,
I'm going to keep fading Coastal, and I'm gonna take Old Dominion.
Yeah, it does not appear they have covered like at all. Barely beat Gardner-Webb. Touchdown win over Louisiana Monroe, 4-point win over Georgia Southern.
They're squeaking these games out.
They are, man. I don't love that. And ODU, 2-3.
Beat Virginia Tech, I believe, right?
They did and almost beat
Virginia.
It was a close game anyway. Close game against Harkey State. East Carolina pushed them. Liberty by 2 scores.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
I mean, look, dude, if Liberty beat them by 2 scores... You got to think Coastal should.
They should.
I say Coastal's due for a cover.
All right. Grayson McCall and the boys should kind of put some points up. I don't know. I'll just stick with ODU.
All right.
Stick with my gut again. Just firing.
It's the way to do it.
These are Crohn's picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know your Crohn's pain. I still have food poisoning, and it's just, and now it's like a weird reversal where like I can't shit it out and I just want to scream.
So the opposite of Crohn's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would rather it be just like flowing.
Next up, we got Miami -7 at Virginia Tech. Over under is 46.5. Kind of love the under here.
Wait, over under is 46.5 and yep. It's Miami -7.
I don't think Virginia Tech's going to score.
Man, Miami's on a 3-game losing streak. And a kind of brutal one at that. Tech also on a 3-game losing streak.
Tech is bad, bad.
They're really bad. I want Miami, but I don't want to risk the push. Give me a 0.5. They should win by 7. I don't know about the over-under. You're probably right, but I'll stay off of that.
All right. Arkansas, Jefferson's supposed to be back.
Yeah.
-1.5 at BYU. Day game. That's an important
factor. Yeah, afternoon game. Not that BYU fans are, like, I think even BYU fans actually are rowdier at night, even though they're obviously not drinking.
Something just happens.
It just gets spooky. Mm-hmm. You get, like...
But I'm not afraid of BYU during the day at BYU.
Yeah.
Only night.
Definitely not the same team.
Over under 65.5. That's a big, big boy.
I don't know about that, yeah.
I'm going to go with Arkansas. I think... Jefferson line. I think they're going to be able to push BYU around. I mean, they kind of held their own in Vegas against Notre Dame. Notre Dame's starting to hit their stride too.
Who did BYU?
Yeah. But just seems like a game where Arkansas kind of gets back on schedule.
Is this a back on schedule game, really? It's mostly more that Arkansas, man, we've been a lot of three-game losing streak teams here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arkansas.
That's why they're unranked.
Well, I know. That Mississippi State one's especially brutal.
Mississippi State might actually be good this year.
I agree, but to get beat the way they got beat is not what you want for a team that was a West Dark Horse West winner.
No Jefferson, though.
I understand that.
He's back.
I understand that. He's back. How healthy is he?
True. But, I mean, I just can't get the visual of BYU being pushed to the limit by Utah State on my mind.
Look, man, it's any given Saturday this year. It's weirder than ever.
It is.
I want to take BYU, and I might take them as my money line dog, but TBD.
Oh, yeah, 1.5 point.
Yeah, I kind of want a bigger dog. One, that's why.
Yeah, yeah. What about this next game? Wisconsin -7.5 at Michigan State. Over-under's 49.5.
Ugh, good Lord. The Big Ten, it just sucks.
I think Wisconsin kind of found something last week against Northwestern. I think they're going to ride for the boy, Jim Leonard. Mm-hmm. I just have this feeling he's going to kind of win out, probably, and win the Big Ten West because it's not really hard to do.
No.
Get the job. Everyone's happy at Wisconsin because, like, this is their guy. Has been their guy for the last, like, 5 years.
Same way with Notre Dame's dude.
Marcus Freeman. Yeah, well, Freeman just got there.
Yeah, but everyone loves him and they're like, oh, I wish he was our coach because our current coach.
Yeah, he's young, former player.
Yeah.
Kind of hot. Although he's not that hot anymore. Like 3 years ago, he was hotter.
What is he in Wisconsin, though?
Oh, he's like a Wisconsin 9.
Yeah. So what are we talking about?
I'm going to go Wisconsin.
And when you add in the, you haven't even figured in the money yet.
I'm gonna buy the half point. I'll go Wisconsin -7.
Okay, I will actually do the same. I have no faith in Michigan State at all.
Even though they're at home, it's just
no.
They're a dead program.
Yeah, they are fucking.
Mel Tucker got his money and is just kind of coasting, which I respect.
Yeah, that's fine.
Get paid. Stop showing up to work.
Quiet quit.
Quiet quit.
Quiet
on
quit.
A brand new contract. Yeah. Arizona +15, which honestly, Quiet Quitting as a coach would be awesome as you just signed a new contract. Because you also have that buyout deal.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to quiet quit your last year. You want to quiet quit like your first year.
Uh-huh.
Second year. Just be like, hey, he's not doing anything. All you need to do to get rich in this country is nail the interview for a coaching hire.
Nail that first year.
Yep.
That internship.
And then really resist the urge to sexually harass anyone or cover up a sexual assault.
And you're good.
Yeah, you're pretty good to go. I know that can be tough.
Can be. Arizona +15 at Washington, over-under 73. Washington coming off a loss to Arizona State.
Yeah, that's not happening twice. Give me Washington. I don't need to buy anything. Not that it's worth buying anything. But, yeah, Washington rolls.
Well, I think that over-under is something to look at because Washington can score, but they also, like, you can throw on Washington.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. Yeah, Arizona, whenever they play somebody with a pulse, seems to get blown out every time. Like, they're kind of better than they... I mean, they're much better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, 39-17 against Mississippi State. Cal beat them 49-31. Oregon beat them 49-22. Washington should destroy them. I do agree with that, but I want to give me points, baby.
Okay.
Although
a lot of points,
there's a lot of points. Maybe not. Let's see. Actually,
Arizona money line dog.
No, fuck no. You're going Washington -10 or -15.
Yeah.
I will go Arizona. Fuck it. Give me Arizona +15.
Okay. Arizona covers.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's a lot of points, though. It's a lot of points. Maybe Washington starts to spiral. Big boy game.
Yeah.
Any other year.
This is, you circle the calendar.
LSU catching 2.5 at Florida, over-under 51.5.
I watched Florida very closely last weekend because they were playing Missouri.
They're not good.
I have to say straight
LSU up, also very not good.
Missouri should have won that game last weekend. Like, Missouri... It's just Missouri's shitty quarterback. Florida was denied on defense all day, basically. I love LSU.
This denied how many times?
What?
Denied how many times?
As
many times as Jesus Christ? Or
yeah, more than three, for sure. Yeah.
Fucking Peter.
They were only not denied three times. They had a pick six, if you're wondering about why the score doesn't add up to that. I like LSU as my money line dog. I will also obviously take them to cover.
And Doug.
I don't care that the game's at Florida. Don't care about any of that.
I'm just going to go with the under here because neither of these quarterbacks can throw.
Yeah, it's bad. Utah should feel bad about itself.
Oh, man, they should. They won't after this week, though, because they're beating USC.
Yeah, but that's just like a consolation prize win at this point.
Mm-hmm. And they're just going to fuck over the conference.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we have no chance to make the playoff?
Yep.
Let's sabotage the conference.
Yep. Yep.
That's the Pac-12.
That's all that's going to happen.
And the Pac-12 is actually pretty solid this year. I think like all the teams collectively.
It's a high floor.
It's a high floor.
Yeah.
But there's no elite team in the Pac-12, unfortunately.
Maybe UCLA. Oh, yeah. No. Maybe UCLA.
Meh.
I would love to see UCLA in the playoff.
That'd be great.
I just want
Chip involved.
Yeah, I'm straight up rooting for Chip in the playoff at this point.
Next up, Stanford catching 17 at Notre Dame. Over-under's 53.5.
Man. Stanford sucks.
Stanford should have won last week, though.
But they suck. So they finally got spooky. Because Stanford can be...
At Stanford, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's when
this game's in Notre Dame.
Right, I know. So that's the thing I was going to say, though, is that Stanford is usually a little problematic at home for people. USC didn't have a problem with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they haven't really played anyone else good at home. Oh, they played Oregon State at home. And I guess they were a problem for Oregon State, but Oregon State is not as good as USC.
No.
I know you love them, but...
I think Oregon State crushed Stanford's soul last week with that game winner.
Oh, that's brutal.
I'm going to go with Notre Dame because Drew Pine's starting to like find some type of offense with Notre Dame. They can kind of score. They can move the ball a little bit more.
The whole team is finding itself, really. Yeah. I want to buy a half
point. Well, defense has been good.
Yeah. I want to buy a half point, though, just to be safe. They could win by 17.
Well, just
I don't want to push. What?
Pushes don't matter.
Yes, they do. Is a push a win?
It's not a loss.
But then it's not a win.
Doesn't count against your record, really.
I don't care. I need wins. I need wins.
All right. Notre Dame minus 16.5 for you. Yeah. I'm just going to go with the 17. I think Notre Dame wins big. I think they win by like 30.
I just don't see Stanford doing that very often, but who knows?
Well. When are we going to admit? When does Shaw get canned?
He's just like... I think Stanford might be afraid to fire a black guy.
That's true.
And B, what do they care? They don't have fans. There's no outcry to fire him.
Tiger Woods isn't making the decision.
Yeah, Tiger Woods is fucking furious.
We might have. I remember when we played Stanford at UCF. Tiger was on the sidelines and just we beat that ass. And Tiger, I think, was...
I'm like, okay. Okay.
No, he was livid.
Oh, really? He was fired up?
He was fired up.
Wow. Who could have seen that coming? But yeah, Stanford.
It's funny that
care.
We've had both Tiger and Michael Jordan on campus.
That is weird.
Two of the GOATs.
Yeah.
And shouts to Marcus.
I mean, you had them on campus in so much as they've strolled across your campus before.
Well, Tiger's been a few times, but also Michael used to come for every Marcus game.
Yeah.
So Michael was on campus a lot, which is odd. But Marcus also got us to switch from Adidas to Nike because he refused to wear Adidas. And I will always thank Marcus Jordan for that.
I appreciate that.
Next up, two of your favorite schools, Nebraska catching 14 at Purdue, over-under 59.
I do like Nebraska.
You like Nebraska here?
No, I just like I don't have anything against Nebraska. They're
but you
like,
hate Purdue.
I think Purdue doesn't get enough hate. That would be a better way to put it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've already heard the rant. Is Nebraska dead at this point? They just squeaked one out against Rutgers.
Yeah.
Purdue, you know, they can sling it a bit with Aiden O'Connell, but they seem to keep winning close games. Although did they kind of shit pump Minnesota?
Purdue?
Yeah.
I think they kind of won... easily.
And then they kind of pulled it out of their ass against Maryland.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm looking something up here. Something very important up.
What's that?
Don't worry about it.
Are you just looking at S&P?
No. I was looking to see if Michael Jordan ever played at Mizzou.
What, North Carolina?
Yeah, because Jordan's Tar Heels lost to Mizzou. 1 year, and I don't know where it was. Anyway, whatever. I'll figure that out later. It might have been a neutral court. Yeah, Purdue rolls. At Purdue.
At Purdue, yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to buy anything. I don't feel safe with 14. Purdue rolls. Nebraska's terrible. I'll take a look at this over-under, though. Eh, I don't like it. Yeah, just give me Purdue winning.
Okay. I'm just kind of looking at this right now. Yeah, Casey Thompson still there. This seems like a week where everyone's going to be on Purdue.
Yeah. So Nebraska covers.
Give me Nebraska.
Going sharp.
Going Nebraska.
Okay.
Nobody wants Nebraska. I'll take them. Purdue, though, should be them in Illinois should be in the driver's seat right now for the West, no?
Yeah, they should be. It's up to Illinois, although they got a big one this weekend.
Yeah.
That I think they're going to lose.
Probably because, you have Tommy DeVito's kind of a game-time decision.
Yeah, a lot of injuries, whatever.
A lot of the receivers are out.
Going to love – I don't care how good Minnesota's offense is. I think the under probably is pretty good for that game.
I think someone did the math. Iowa last week had, close to a 14-play drive, but it was all – it was three different drives.
Yeah.
With two punts. But
and,
the punts,
a fumble.
It was two fumbles.
Yeah.
The punts were, the best – offense plays they had, and they got a field goal out of it.
I just don't know how you can root for that.
I don't know how you still run out fucking Petras.
I don't know how you run out Ferentz.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a change at Iowa.
It's so bad.
Just give us, at a certain point, you just have to, run, a goddamn wildcat offense.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
Or at least have a backup quarterback now. give him a chance.
Anything.
Next up, Memphis +5 at East Carolina. Over-under is 58. This is a weird line to me.
Why is that?
I would have thought Memphis would be a three-point. If they were dogs, it would be a three-point game.
Well, let's see what the original line was, if it stuck around the same. What is it, -5?
Memphis +5.
Or Memphis +5.
At East Carolina.
Wherever. It hasn't moved. So, opened at 5, is 5. I like Memphis as another money line dog and a cover.
And the cover.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with East Carolina.
Okay. Memphis lost a tough one against Houston, which is embarrassing because it was at home especially.
Oh, I mean, the end of that game, that was actually insane on Friday.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Caught a little bit of it.
I think they were down 2 or 3 scores with 7 minutes left.
Yeah.
Came back, won the game.
Yeah.
So. And Dana lost his mind. They recovered the onside kick. It was...
I think Memphis comes out for blood this week.
Memphis is not very good on the road, from what I remember. So it's historically, they've been dog shit on the road.
All right, that's fine. East Carolina.
It's a good home field advantage for East Carolina.
I guess. I don't know that they get up for a Memphis game necessarily. They did get up for that NC State game to open the year, mm-hmm. which they almost beat them.
A lot of people have almost beat NC State,
true.
For sure.
But, I mean, they lost to Navy at home. Yeah, I'm not,
weird offense.
Tulane kind of beat them up. East Carolina was on the road, but Tulane kind of beat them up. Fuck it, Memphis should win this game.
Yeah. I'm going to go with East Carolina.
Okay.
I feel like Seth Hennigan has been kind of a bust. Not a bust, but no, he hasn't, actually. He's 10 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Seems fine to me.
It's actually a pretty good season. Yeah, why isn't Memphis better?
Who knows, man?
They lost last week, and they lost to Mississippi State.
No shame in losing Mississippi State.
No. But this line just kind of...
So they lost to Mississippi State, who they should have lost to, mm-hmm. and they kind of had
they should have beat Houston,
a pretty shitty, unlucky loss against Houston.
So why the fuck are they 5-point dogs?
Right.
East Carolina.
Whatever.
North Carolina -7 at Duke, over under 67.
Oof. That
rivalry game.
Is a rivalry game. Interesting. What's Duke been doing lately? I know they lost to Kansas, which was annoying.
They're coming back to earth.
Yeah. They were kind of a meme this year, too, like Kansas is, where it's like, oh, the basketball's cool.
It's weird. I think Georgia Tech's actually undefeated since they fired Collins.
A lot of that going around, kind of.
They beat fucking Pitt.
Yeah. Duke,
which is, by the way, for Pitt, that's a disgrace.
That's disgusting. That's fucking foul. Man, I don't. That's what a weird back-to-back weeks. Like beating up on Virginia. Virginia's not that good, but you know, beat them up, and then losing to Georgia Tech. Duke's at home, but North Carolina. I mean, I can't blame them for losing to Notre Dame. They beat a not easy Miami team.
I'm
going
UNC.
What?
I'm just gonna go with Drake May.
Yeah.
They're gonna dump it in.
I won't buy a point on this one.
Good. Shouldn't, bitch. next up, Washington State +3.5 at Oregon State. Over under is 53.5.
Okay. At Oregon State. That's scary. It's a scary place to play. But you know it's even scarier than Corvallis?
Wazoo. Pullman. Yeah. But I mean it's not in Pullman.
I know, but they're used to weird, creepy places in the woods.
You like the 3.5?
I do. I think this game is tight.
No, I could see that. Over-under is 53.5. Oregon State hasn't really been scoring as much as they were. Fuck it. Give me Oregon State and -3. I'm going to buy the half point.
Coward.
I still need to make my money line pick. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
Still looking right now. Next up, while I look, last game on the dock, San Jose State -8, Fresno's at Fresno, over under 47.5. Fresno was terrible without Shea Caner, like truly terrible. San Jose State might win the Mountain West.
They've completely fallen apart. Like that, as soon as their quarterback got hurt, which obviously that's a big fucking deal.
Big deal.
Like, God damn, dude. It's just horrible.
It's not good.
Yeah, I don't know. Give me San Jose State. I don't know what Fresno is even capable of at this point.
Yeah, we'll both be on San Jose State. Both. Do you have an additional game that you like?
I do have a special extra game. Tulane at USF.
You like South Florida?
No, I like... what is the line at now? I only see the opening, 11.5. Let's look at the... But I like Tulane unless...
Tulane's -12.5.
Damn, it moved a whole point. I don't care. USF's so bad. Give me Tulane. Yeah, it opened at 11.5. Love Tulane. USF stinks.
All right, so since I haven't picked a money line, I feel like I have to pick two different games, right? Normal game.
You're not going to pick a money line? Are you going to pick a random money line game?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's a weird way to do it, but
you write
the doc, so that's fine.
Or what if my random game is just both?
Do whatever you want. I'm not here to restrict you.
All right. You know what? We're going Rice +3.5 and the money line. Over my Rice Owls have been delivering every time I go back to them.
Yeah.
Against Florida Atlantic.
All right. FAU?
Yes. So my money line dog.
Is it at
my
Rice
Owls? No, it's at FAU.
At FAU. Oh, that's got some balls there.
There you go.
Road dog. All right. Like that.
Does that, you know, satisfy you?
I guess.
For your money line dog requirement?
Sure. Why not?
All right.
Pick one out of a hat.
I like Rice.
Rice cost me some money. Well, actually, they didn't cost me money. Houston cost me money for not beating the shit out of Rice.
Rice is fun.
They have a great baseball stadium, and if I had to
live in... It's the best part of Houston.
If I had to live in Houston, it would be near as close
Houston's
to Rice as
gross,
possible.
Houston's gross, but yeah, Rice is fun.
And I know it's like, oh, Rice Village, wow, tough, wow, way to tough it, but like, way to tough it out.
It's like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Rice is also coming off a bye. I really like Rice against FAU.
There's nothing... That sounds fun to me to like live in Rice Village, being rich, and then I like baseball, so just in the spring, wander over and catch a game in their dope baseball stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Also, fun fact, Rice hosted a Super Bowl. I think I've said that on the show before.
You have.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I got for this week. We make our bets at mybookie.com. If you use the promo code DRINKINBROS, they'll double your first deposit up to $1,000. Check out mybookie.com today using the promo code DRINKINBROS. Those are our picks. Go Braves.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.